For the first time in a decade, a study of refugees who've made Australia their home has asked them what their new lives are like. Almost 2,500 people have been surveyed about their health and job prospects. It's found many are struggling to find a place to live, and almost all are still affected by a traumatic event in their past. Imogen Brennan reports.
The Australian Institute of Family Studies received funding from the federal government to survey 2,400 refugees who have recently settled here. Their report, called Building a New Life in Australia, is the first from a longitudinal study that will check in with the refugees over a five-year period. Anne Hollins is the director of the Australian Institute of Family Studies.
They're from 35 different countries, but quite a number of them are from the Middle East, which makes this cohort quite interesting and relevant from the point of view of anticipating what the needs of the new intake of refugees from Syria will be needing.
The refugees reported both positive and negative experiences. While 70% of new arrivals said they're either working or studying to learn English, only 7% have jobs. Many of the refugees said they've struggled to find housing because of the cost, language difficulties, and not having references for rental properties. Almost half reported their current housing was either temporary or a short-term lease of 6 months or less. Anne Hollins again.
We know that housing stability is very important to be able to put down some roots in a community, to make friends, to build those very important supportive connections that we all need.
Paul Power is the CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia.
Really, housing and the pathway to employment are the two biggest challenges that refugees face in coming to Australia.
The refugees were also asked about their mental and physical health. 89% said they or their immediate family had experienced trauma in their lives. A third of men and about half of women were at moderate or high risk of psychological distress. That's compared to 7% of men and 11% of women in the general population. Paul Power again.
Yeah, there is a struggle for people to get access to services, but also finding a place in Australia and also getting access to skills and employment are also an important part of the healing process as well.
Despite the challenges, the refugees in the study are grateful to be in Australia. 80 to 90% said that so far their experience of settling has been good or very good, while 5% had experienced discrimination on the streets, public transport and in local neighbourhoods. Anne Hollins again.
You know, I guess we often worry that it's a lot worse than that, but their experiences on the whole are very positive, and that says a lot about Australia as a welcoming place for people who've come from very disadvantaged and backgrounds and had their lives disrupted in this way. But it also, I think, says something about the refugees themselves, who I think are very grateful for the chance to have a new life and are very pleased to be in Australia despite the challenges that they obviously face in their first few years here.
Anne Hollins from the Australian Institute of Family Studies, ending Imogen Brennan's report.